The goal is to raise $25 million as part of the local share of the total price tag of $210 million. That would include $5 million from the city's local option sales tax, $5 million more from the county, bringing that total to $10 million, and $15 million in BP settlement money from Triumph Gulf Coast. Robinson's also reaching out to the state.
We also met last week, had a very good meeting in Chipley with Secretary of DOT. We also met with CFO Jimmy Patronis. We also met with Representative Andrade and Senator Broxson, both of whom were very supportive and were willing to put forward initiatives for support of Project Titan.
Expanding the ST facility by two more hangars, 655,000 square feet in all, is projected to create another 1,300 jobs, along with office, warehouse, and shop space. But the mayor adds that while they got generally positive vibes from the state, they are expecting a waiting period.
They can't do it this year, but they could get us in the work plan, and they will be working to get us the remainder of the funds that we need as we move forward.
Despite the strong presence of military aviation in the Pensacola area, it's never been known as a player in the civilian industry. Part of that, says Robinson, is because there's been a lack of such training, and through that, a lack of jobs. ST is hoping to change all that.
Some of the people that are even employed for a while will go work somewhere else, and they'll have some attrition they'll have to be picking up. So they know they're going to have to train 50% more than what they're going to need themselves. So we're going to become a center for training in aviation and mechanics. Where we go in economic development of the future is where you can get the talent.
Part of that talent search is bringing training programs to Pensacola area high schools. The hub at that level is Booker T. Washington.
They are looking at all the schools that inflow into Washington from the middle and into the elementary. Most of your schools in the city will be a part of that plan. There'll also be some in the county, obviously. All of those schools will be having the opportunity to go through the aviation, which I think will begin to make us stronger as we figure out how to get people training.
Robinson concedes that not everyone will join the airline industry's workforce, but if there are some people trained in those skills, he says there'll be plenty of opportunities to build elsewhere.
When we get a manufacturing job, it leads to, I believe it was about another 2.5 jobs. That's what the study showed. I think our 1,300 jobs spins out to about 4,200 jobs. So there are going to be other jobs that come out in the market that we don't know how they come about, but they'll be there.
One example the mayor offers is what happened to Navy Federal Credit Union and Escambia County when he was a member of the county commission. Navy Federal has grown and enabled local residents to begin their own startup jobs rather than leaving the area.
When I look at Navy Federal, I remember they were in one building, then they were in three buildings, then they wanted to do a mega campus, and we're almost at 10,000 employees. We will have office jobs. We will have opportunity for you. And it won't just be in Pensacola. It'll be all of Northwest Florida.
Expanding ST Engineering, contends Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson, will also benefit airports in Okaloosa and Bay counties at some point, as an entire aviation corridor is developed for the region.
The hardest lift is getting that first one in. And we got the first hangar done. Everybody said, oh, okay, you got one hangar. What happened there? Well, now we got the chance to get three more. I mean, if you just do these little things, opportunities break for you.
The plan now is for the city of Pensacola and ST Engineering to begin development of the new hangars in about 3 years. When up and running, ST and its new jobs are projected to add another $400 million to the local economy. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.